Your personal newscast, Tuesday, August 25, 2026. Good morning. Here's your briefing of the day's top developments drawn exclusively from Just the News, Cord Cutters News, Newsmax, Fox News, and One America News. Top stories. Supreme Court clears path for Trump mail-in ballot restrictions. The Supreme Court on Monday removed a key legal obstacle to President Trump's executive order aimed at tightening mail-in voting rules ahead of the November midterms. The justices allowed the administration to move forward with compiling state-by-state lists of eligible U.S. citizens and sharing them with states, without issuing a final ruling on the order's overall legality. With some states set to begin mailing ballots soon, the practical impact before Election Day remains uncertain. Critics and supporters are already preparing for further litigation. The decision marks a significant procedural win for the White House on election integrity measures. Source: Just the News/Newsmax. Trump administration launches Operation Economic Outcast against Iran. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent announced a new phase of secondary sanctions designed to isolate Iran by targeting countries and companies still doing business with the regime in aviation, digital assets, gold, shipping, and technology. Officials described the campaign as an economic D-Day, intended to cut off remaining financial lifelines. Iran has responded defiantly, warning that Gulf oil flows could be disrupted, while some analysts caution the pressure could expand the conflict or harm ordinary Iranians. Reports indicate oil loadings have already dropped sharply and the Iranian economy is contracting. The U.S. continues to keep military options open. Source: Just the News/Newsmax/Fox News. U.S.-Canada trade fight escalates with new tariff threats. President Trump threatened 50% tariffs on Canadian vehicles, steel, and other goods starting next year after earlier duties took effect on roughly $1 billion in Canadian imports. Canadian officials signaled retaliatory tariffs would be announced, and personal barbs have flown between Trump and Ontario leaders. Some Republican lawmakers have expressed concern about the impact on U.S. industries and consumers. The dispute has intensified after trade talks collapsed, with both sides digging in. Analysts are watching for broader effects on North American supply chains. Source: Newsmax/Just the News/Fox News. Politics/National. South Carolina GOP Senate runoff remains tight. A final Trafalgar Group poll shows the Republican Senate runoff in South Carolina as a dead heat between Trump-endorsed Darlene Graham and Representative Ralph Norman. Pollsters note low expected turnout could favor Graham, while Norman has rallied former rivals. The winner will be heavily favored in the general election. Trump has urged supporters to treat the midterms as if he were on the ballot. The race is one of several competitive contests drawing national attention. Source: Newsmax/Just the News. Military conducts missile strike on alleged drug boat. U.S. forces struck a low-profile vessel in the eastern Pacific believed to be engaged in narco-trafficking, killing two individuals described as narco-terrorists. Officials said intelligence confirmed the boat was operating along established smuggling routes. The action is part of ongoing interdiction efforts against transnational criminal organizations. Separate ICE operations continue to target individuals with serious criminal records, including pedophiles and those convicted of attempted murder. The administration is highlighting these enforcement actions as priorities. Source: Just the News. Ninth Circuit lifts block on California Border Patrol stops. A federal appeals court removed a preliminary injunction that had restricted Border Patrol officers from detaining people in California without reasonable suspicion of immigration violations. The ruling restores broader authority for stops in the state. Immigration enforcement remains a flashpoint, with additional reports of ICE facing harassment in sanctuary jurisdictions. The decision is expected to influence ongoing legal battles over federal immigration powers. Source: Newsmax. Streaming and tech. Samsung slashes Galaxy S25 Plus price by. Samsung has cut the unlocked Galaxy S25 Plus to $0.99, a 32% discount from its $0.99 list price, ahead of the fall season. The promotion targets back-to-school and football season buyers looking to upgrade. Cord-cutting and streaming device deals are also active, including a discount code bringing the Fire TV Stick 4K Plus down to $0.99. Separately, a new study finds 67% of streaming viewers say live content is worth paying more for, even as prices continue to rise across services. Source: Cord Cutters News. Paramount faces California AG lawsuit over Warner Bros. Discovery deal. Paramount executives reportedly believe campaign contributions from Netflix and other tech firms are fueling California Attorney General Rob Bonta's multi-state antitrust challenge to the company's planned acquisition of Warner Bros. Discovery. A scheduled settlement meeting was canceled amid accusations of misrepresentation. The dispute highlights growing regulatory scrutiny of major media consolidations. Streaming industry observers are watching closely for any impact on content libraries and competition. Source: Cord Cutters News. Other notable: 49ers owner arrested in prostitution sting. San Francisco 49ers owner Jed York was arrested in Ohio on suspicion of soliciting prostitution near a trailer park in a sting operation. Details of the arrest have drawn widespread attention and raised questions about the high-profile sports executive. The story continues to develop as more information emerges. Source: Just the News/Fox News. WNBA controversies continue. Former NBA player Enes Kanter Freedom was ejected from a WNBA game after a shouting match with a female player. He later detailed alleged crude remarks. The league is also facing questions about media access and eligibility rules for two former NBA players seeking to enter the draft. Charles Barkley and others have publicly weighed in on the broader debate over the league's direction and transgender athlete policies. Source: Just the News/Fox News. That's your personal newscast for Tuesday, August 25, 2026. Stay informed, and have a productive day.